The coronavirus pandemic is raising unforeseen and complex issues for agriculture. First, there's hoarding and price gouging. Including charges, major meat packers are getting higher prices at the supermarket while gouging independent producers. That's not sitting well with Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who says Attorney General William Barr is already looking at price gouging in medical equipment.
I'm going to write to Attorney General Barr and Secretary of Agriculture Perdue, asking them to address this issue immediately if there's anything they find wrong.
The $2.2 trillion CARES Act, meantime, opens up Commodity Credit Corporation payments to livestock producers, as I aforementioned. But Grassley says it's at the Ag Secretary's discretion, adding this.
When I see the price of grain going down every day, and now at our local elevators here in Iowa where we sell at $2.92 for corn, it seems to me that if things don't turn around soon, that you might see some more being paid out.
Grassley also wanted pipeline loan and feedstock support for ethanol producers, but that didn't make it to the CARES Act. As for the collapse of ethanol prices with people off the roads and EPA now delaying nationwide enforcement of a court ruling on small refinery ethanol waivers, he had this to say.
There's other questions about EPA right now, some of the things that they're doing in this issue, and I haven't talked to my colleagues, but I think we do have to follow up, yes.
Grassley, whose panel deals with trade, is also pushing in a letter to the U.S. Trade Ambassador by members of both parties to delay the proposed June 1st start date for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement due to coronavirus.
The letter reflects what I believe is necessary, that overall we aren't ready for that June 1st date. But I got to tell you, I have some sympathy representing an agriculture state for the leverage that our government feels they need against Canada, particularly on agriculture, but on Mexico and some other things.
Grassley, in the meantime, cautions against rushing a fourth rescue bill before the latest one is implemented and its results known, versus, as he accuses some, of just using the crisis as an excuse to spend more money on things unrelated to the coronavirus. And in other news from around the nation, Dean Foods announced yesterday that Dairy Farmers of America was the winning bidder to acquire a substantial portion of Dean's Foods business operations. In a statement, Dean's Foods says, quote, "We ran a competitive auction process and are pleased to have reached these agreements." The two previously reached an agreement in February before withdrawing the plan to favor a competitive bidding process. DFA will acquire the assets, rights, interests, and properties relating to 44 of the company's fluid and frozen facilities for $433 million. In addition, as part of the court-supervised sale process, Dean Foods has designated Prairie Farms Dairy as the winner of assets, rights, interests, and properties relating to 8 additional facilities, 2 distribution branches, and certain other assets for $75 million in cash. Dean Foods has designated Manna Saves MacArthur LLC and Producers Dairy Foods as winning bidders for the sale of the facilities located in Miami, Florida and Reno, Nevada, respectively. Harmony Incorporated has been designated as the winning bidder for the Uncle Matt's business. And we'll continue on into some local ag news following this.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by GrainGuard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions, not available in all states.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Is it time for you to upgrade your lawnmower? Put your Macoupin County Farm Bureau membership to use and take advantage of savings with our new John Deere membership benefit. Your Farm Bureau membership now allows you automatic access to John Deere's rewards program with savings on equipment, special parts, home and workshop products. All you need to do is sign up. Have your membership number handy and go to johndeere.com/farmbureau.
We're back here on a Wednesday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. And moving on now into local ag news here for your Wednesday. With planting season and other ag activities right around the corner here in April, the Farm Bureau managers of both Montgomery and Christian County were both a part of a roundtable discussion over the phone about local ag retailers' policies during the current COVID-19 pandemic. First, we'll join Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager, Katie Wilson.
I thought I'd start off with the current status of our office. We are closed to the public, still operating as normal as we can. I have phones transferred to my cell phone, so if calls come in the office, I can still answer those. And right now, we're closed until April 7th, and we are just waiting to see if the governor extends that shelter-in-place deadline. I did have the opportunity to visit with several ag retailers in the county, and I just wanted to throw out kind of a blanket statement for all of them to start with, is that they are still operating and they are still caring for farmers' needs. They just might be operating a little bit differently than normal. So my first piece of advice, if you're a farmer or someone who needs to buy a product or need something delivered to your farm, call them first. Most likely they are still operating. Their office is just closed to the public. So with that being said, I will list off some specific examples of businesses that I either called and talked to directly or emailed, had some sort of communication. I will start off with M&M Service Company. At all of their locations, their doors are locked to the public, but they do encourage that you call them or email them. They are still providing all of the services that they normally do. You just are unable to go inside of their businesses. And if you have concerns about what happens if an employee gets sick and then they have to shut down and there's no one available to work, I'll put your worries at ease. They are having their employees work in two separate shifts and rotating. So in case that would happen, they would hopefully still have one full shift of workers to provide the services that you need. Move on to Sloan Implement Company. They are also not allowing customers inside their building, but you can still come and pick up parts or equipment that they have. They just ask that you call ahead, and they will bring those outside to you. Farmers Grain in Litchfield and Fillmore, they are closed to the public, but if you need animal feed, if you need to pick up a check or something else, give them a call and they will work with you and make that happen. Miller Brothers Fertilizer, closed to the public as well, but they do have a walk-up window available, so you could actually go to their location and conduct business. It would just be through a window. Deliveries of chemicals are still operating as normal, and they said most of their suppliers are still open, so no worries there. Sarles Farm Supply in Raymond, business as usual. They don't have a lot of foot traffic. They are still moving grain, so things are still operating there. And then lastly, I visited with Seavers Equipment Company, and they are also closed to walk-in customers, but their parts departments will deliver parts to your vehicle when you arrive, or they'll set parts outside for you. They just ask that you call ahead and then call when you actually get to the location. New and used equipment sales can be handled over the phone or via email, and you can see what they have available online at SeaversEquipmentCompany.com. And they are still having service on pieces of farm machinery in their shops. Those are continuing uninterrupted. You can call the service department if you have questions or would need assistance. And they do ask that if someone needs to make a visit to a farm, that you respect the social distancing guidelines of at least 6 feet. So while it might be normal to shake someone's hand or have a, you know, candid conversation with them, they do ask that you respect that 6 feet.
And now we'll join Christian County Farm Bureau Manager Melissa McMillan with a report from Christian County.
Christian County Farm Bureau, we are closed to walk-in traffic. We are working remotely, and phone calls are being sent to my cell phone as well. I'm going to also throw my cell phone number out there for members that do need, still need assistance, which is 815-440-0789. To reiterate what Katie said, the Christian County Ag Companies are still operating. They're working for our farmers, and the majority of them are also asking that you call first. A list of companies that I have here in Christian County is Jenner Ag. I'll start with them. All locations for Jenner are closed to walk-in traffic. Service continues both in the field and in their shop throughout the spring, planting, and beyond. You may reach the technicians by phone or email. In event that a field service technician does visit your location, whether ag, retail, or farm, they ask that you follow the social distancing requirements of maintaining more than 6 feet of space from that person. They do have parts curbside pickup. It's available during regular hours. If you aren't comfortable with someone picking up or coming to your vehicle, inform the parts specialist, and they'll put a part outside the door for you on a table. You can also find used and new equipment inventory online at jennerag.com. The Morrisonville Grain Co-op employee-only policy in both Morrisonville and Harville locations. Contact them by phone or email for check paperwork pickup or any other information that you may need. They will bring this information out to you in your car, or they can send it to you via email or old-fashioned snail mail. Truck drivers, they're asking that you remain in your trucks at all times, including unloading and loading. Sloan Implement, their 22 locations are now working behind locked doors and will be open for normal business hours. The Christian County Farmer Supply, all facilities are closed to public except to receive deliveries and load product to customers. Salesman's contact with customers should be limited to phone, email, and text. The Taylorville Fast App has stopped preparing fresh foods, and operation inside is at reduced hours to reduce staffing needs and their potential exposure to the public. ADM locations, they're maintaining continuity in the entire ag supply chain is now essential more than ever to ensure people continue to have access to nutrition they need. They are taking necessary precautions throughout their businesses, implementing a minimal staff model at their global offices and facilities, with all employees who are able to work remotely are doing so. They are also actively screening all visitors, including delivery drivers, for COVID-19 symptoms. Assumption Grain Cooperative locations, starting March 18th, they're restricting company offices to employees only. Please contact them by phone if you wish to conduct business. They're also asking truck drivers to stay in place while loading and unloading. And finally, Legacy Grain Cooperative locations. You can conduct business over the phone. Please do so. And if you've been a sick or around anyone sick, they're asking you not to come to their offices or get near any of their employees. Those are the ag businesses and companies I have for Christian County.
And again, that was Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson of Montgomery County and Melissa McMillan, Farm Bureau Manager for Christian County. And that wraps it up for this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. But remember, if you have ag news for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, April 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.